From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Families of the workers lost in a Utah coal mine were on Capitol Hill today. The cave-in at the Crandall Canyon mine trapped six miners on August 6th. 10 days later, three rescue workers were killed in a second collapse. Some of their relatives say it all could have been prevented. And as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, they're calling for better federal oversight of mine safety.
Pictures of the lost miners and rescuers lined the witness table at the House Education and Labor Committee hearing. Miner Brandon Phillips' mother, Sheila, held her toddler grandson during an emotional appeal to the panel to prevent a tragedy like this from happening again.
It's just hard to have hope and have your heart broke every day. And to watch your son, your grandson, grow up without a dad.
The family members complained about the way they were treated after the mine collapse and asked why federal regulators didn't pick up on safety problems at the Crandall Canyon mine. Wendy Black's husband, Dale Black, was one of the rescuers trapped in the second collapse of the mine.
MSHA has one job, Mine Safety and Health Administration. It would have taken just one MSHA official or one official from the company doing his job to have saved my husband's life. Which one of them wasn't doing their job?
Today's hearing comes a day after a Senate committee learned that Bureau of Land Management inspectors found serious structural problems at the mine, but never shared that information with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Kristen Kimber's former husband, Brandon Kimber, was one of the rescuers killed. She testified there was a warning sign in March when rock formation shifted in what miners call a bounce.
And so I feel that there was a lot. This mountain was telling these people that this is not right and it's wrong, and nobody listened.
Democrats are considering legislation to strengthen federal oversight and give protection to miners who speak out about safety lapses. But Bruce Watsman of the National Mining Association asked the panel to hold off until the industry meets the mandates of Congress's 2006 Mine Improvement Act. In an exchange with the witness, freshman Democrat Phil Hare of Illinois was not inclined to be patient.
Are we willing to roll the dice? Is this industry willing to roll the dice on coming back here with more families while we debate this thing? I think we should be moving on this thing yesterday.
Congressman, I don't know where to begin to respond. I think I have to respond by first saying this industry does put the safety of its people first and foremost. And I think that's demonstrated by the fact that there are approximately 14,000 mines in this country. 83% of those worked last year without a single lost time injury.
Utah Governor John Huntsman testified that he was frustrated by the lack of any defined authority and coordination in the federal response to the Crandall Canyon mine collapse. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.